I am just trying to change my ways. I don't want to be a player no more. But hey, baby, what up, though? What's good with y'all? It's your boy, Dane Romaine. Welcome to the podcast, Dark Skin and House, and the podcast about any and everything. Because I just be talking because I got lips. And this time I'm back talking because I got lips. And I'm talking with somebody because they got lips, too. So we just not lipping it up. But y'all know, we about to talk some shit up. And I got Phelan, actress. I'm going to let her do her little intro. Y'all know I'm terrible with intro. So don't nobody know they self better than they know they self. So they self, I guess.
Hi, I'm Phelan. I'm an actor out of the A. Not really out the A. I'm from Duval County. I was born in the Bronx, though. But I moved up here like 2 years ago to pursue my acting. So,
where can they find your acting stuff at? Where can they find you?
Oh, I be on all social media platforms. But all my acting stuff is on Instagram. Phelan McLane Official, Philan McLane, McLane Official.
Y'all go check that out. Y'all already know it's going to be in the bio too, so click on that. But what Charlamagne say when every time you on the Breakfast Club, all the craziest people come from the Bronx and all of Florida? Hey, them facts right there. I'm just trying to tell you and shit.
I'm crazy.
She got a little crazy in her, y'all. And it's just like, oh yeah, she from both of them too, so... But don't even trip. I gotta collect my coins right quick. Twitter people is evil, y'all. I'm trying to tell y'all. I'll be on Twitter just mad at my business, being great like I be. Then I somehow click on this thread or a comment, and them motherfuckers just going, and they just ignorant about their shit. Like, they is mean. Like, Facebook is wild, but Twitter is, like, wild and ignorant and just... evil, like, it's a bunch of evil motherfuckers on there. One, I was like, did I talk about it on here one time already and shit about, I was going back and forth with this white lady and stuff on, it wasn't even just a white lady, it was a whole bunch of white people and shit about, they was defending the cops and shit, then I think I put a tweet up talking about blue lives is not a life is a occupation or some shit like that. Like, you gotta wake up and say, I wanna be a cop. You don't wake up and say, I wanna be black. Even if you try to do be black, cause clearly motherfuckers out here trying to be black with the lips, ass, hair, and all that other good shit. That's crazy. A few years ago when I was younger and shit, being thick, it was like, it was a no-go. Like, you would talk down on, like,
Fat girls.
Like, not everybody want to be thick.
Mm-hmm.
That's some crazy shit, ain't it?
Mm-hmm. Ain't nothing wrong with being chunky.
Ain't nothing wrong with it at all. Especially if you live up north in them cold states. That's what you need that night right there. I'm trying to tell you.
Hey. It's like, get you a fat girl in the summertime. I mean, in the wintertime.
Hey, you can get one in the summertime, too. You can have, she can be your shade. It's all around. See, hey, big girls winning all around and shit, but I think I said that last year when they was trying to say Lizzo was setting big girls back and shit. I said, how? Lizzo ain't doing shit, but what Nicki Minaj or anybody else doing? Twerking in the, with her ass out and
shit.
I
love Lizzo.
I fuck with Lizzo.
She hustles.
She from around that way, too.
Around what way?
Detroit.
Oh, she from Detroit?
Her people will be out there, or from out there, I think. I know she lived in Minnesota and a whole bunch of other places and stuff like that, but yeah. If you're from the city and shit, I'm going to find out. I'm going to find out for sure, even if you live there for a year or two. I'm going to find out! And that's just what it is. Mm. But, damn, I don't want to smoke this motherfucker. This bitch ain't even hitting or nothing and shit. I should rob this nigga. I swear, I'm actually going to be talking about robbing a weed man on this bitch, but... I'm gonna rob the weed man, y'all. This nigga gotta get robbed. I hope you don't listen to this, but if you listening to this, cause you gotta get robbed for this shit, man. This is the first time he answered me after 9 o'clock, too. So I'm like surprised. Mm. Alana got some trash ass weed, y'all. Don't come down here for no weed. Maybe I'm in the wrong spot, but
I don't smoke weed. I don't do drugs.
Weed is not a drug. It's medicine. In a couple of years, when it's legalized in 50 states, all 50 states and shit, they're going to be pushing it off as medicine.
Mm-hmm. Medical marijuana.
Well, dude, in some places it's already like that, but it's going to be like everywhere and shit. Everybody's going to be high. If everybody was high, that's like, the world would be a better place anyways.
There's a lot of good benefits to marijuana anyway.
Hell yeah, it is.
It helped this little boy stop his seizures. Well, he wasn't smoking it, though. They was putting it, like, in medication and stuff.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I've seen some liquid form. THC. I've had some before. I had some Kool-Aid before. Kool-Aid be so good and shit, you won't even know it was, like, THC. Then be looking stupid later because you fucked up with your mouth open. Hey, you fucked up with your mouth open, drooling, and can't even move off the couch or the chair and shit. But you ain't thirsty, though, because that Kool-Aid got you together.
You stuck.
You stuck for sure, like a fly. But, shit, y'all know I'm bouncing everywhere. So. What you think about that WAP video, or song, with Cardi B?
That's my
Megan?
Shit. Soon as it come on, there's some hoes in this house. Soon as it come on. Sometimes I rewind that part just to listen to there's some hoes in this house.
The original song is my shit, too. So, that's like, as soon as I heard that, I'm like, oh, yeah, they got me with this one. Then it's like, it's a banger, so I'm a rock with it.
That's my jam.
Hey, your cat gonna get his ass kicked. That's all I'm gonna say.
He probably smelled a weed in your butt bag. Nah, eating that catnip.
See, you know what's crazy, though? Earlier today, I'm driving to work. I'm like, once I get a crib, I'm thinking about growing some weed outside, but then I'm thinking about a cat coming and eating it and being high and shit. I thought about that this morning for some reason, because the cat in the backyard be eating the garden.
He's coming back for it.
Yeah, see, that cat trying to get high. I get high with cats, too. I'm about to get this cat high, y'all. I ain't trip. Peter, don't mess with me.
Who's Peter?
Peter. Or Peter don't care about no cats, do they? Or they care about animals?
Yeah, they care about all animals. I thought you were saying the name Peter. I didn't know you.
No, I do know a nigga named Peter. Shout out Peter and shit. I used to want to be Peter Parker when I was younger, too. I'm Spider-Man. Look. Cat on crack, y'all. But I have some good weed in that bag, though. So I ain't mad at it and shit. But, I keep seeing a lot of people on Twitter talking about they don't like, or not even just on Twitter. I see it on Facebook, too. But maybe talking shit about that WAP video, talking about the song and just how.
If a man could sing and rap about slob on my knob, like corn on the cob, why can't we talk
check
about.
Check in with me and do your job.
Why can't we talk about our wet ass pussy?
I don't see nothing wrong with it. I don't see what's the problem about it and shit. But then again, it'd be like, man, I feel like it'd be like always a male that always got a problem with it, or a female that's not, ain't got no wet pussy. That's probably what it is and shit. Bitch, I hear with that dry pussy and shit. Now she got a problem. But.
And then you got Lil, you know, she ain't the first person who talked nasty like that. You got Lil Kim from back in the day.
It didn't even start.
No, she not the OG. Some lady back in the 1930s was talking about hard ass nipples and fuck. I didn't even, when I heard the fucking song from the 1930s, let me see if I can look it up.
That's crazy. But I do say the same thing. If a nigga can talk about fucking bitches all the time, what's that one song? What it is, ho? What's up? That's my shit right there. But if niggas can rap like that, I don't see why a female came and shit. I don't see what the problem be and shit, so.
See, the thing is, they want us to be, seen and not heard, or act ladylike.
Act ladylike.
I wish a motherfucker would tell me to act ladylike. I will tell you quickly. I never told you I was a lady.
If you know how to suck a dick, let me know you know how to suck that motherfucker and shit. I don't care. What you talking about? But that's how I feel about when they talk shit about city girls and shit. I fuck with city girls and shit. But it's just like, city girls actually get money and shit. So how y'all hating on them and shit? Like, they ain't out here just fucking everybody anyway. They fucking rich niggas and shit. If you not one of them rich niggas, then that don't apply to you. Mm-hmm. If you don't do none of the shit they talk about, that don't apply to you. Like, I listen to all they shit. I like what they talking about, but my cheap ass ain't doing none of that shit they talking about and shit. Like, nah, bitch, you might get a debit card out of me twice a week and shit, but it's a limit on that motherfucker. So, but other than that, I fuck with him. So, I feel like a female should talk the same shit that a nigga talk. And it should be no problem with it and shit. But I like a double standard stuff. And we got a lot of those. And women get away with a lot.
What?
Women get away with a lot.
Yeah, we do.
With a lot of double standards and stuff.
We do. But y'all get away with a lot, too.
How so?
Talking about sucking of a slob on my knob and then Cardi B and them getting ridiculed for...
I hear the man control that shit. That's why. If a woman controlling that stuff, then it wouldn't even be, it would be the other way around. But I don't know. Because they... I just don't see what it is. And then she got that one line in there talking about she don't cook or clean.
But she got the ring. But, but
she got the ring. She got the ring though. But yeah, it's like shit, bitch.
She was sucking, but she. I heard that she was sucking dick every day.
I think it's her mouth game with her anyways and shit. She
look how long her tongue is.
Man, I put a tweet up the last week and shit talking about that tongue make me happy every time I see it and shit. Like I can only imagine, boy. That motherfucking tongue was looking good, but,
I see... Fucking giraffe,
I can only imagine what she'll do to a ball. Woo! I wish that nigga all set the fuck up again so I can slide through. And I know where she live at now. Thanks to you. Don't put it out there. Don't make it seem like I'm just some crazy stalker and shit. I know where they stay because of her and shit.
Yes. I rode past Cardi B house. And Kenya Moore. Kenya Moore was sitting on her damn couch.
Oh, shit.
With her windows up. I don't understand these rich people. When I get rich and famous, I want one of those curtains that they have like the timer on it that close automatically. Hell yeah. They just be sitting. I was watching her watch her TV.
See, I thought that was a white people thing and shit because out there in the suburbs in Michigan and shit, white people don't close their blinds. I'm like, why the fuck don't nobody close their blinds out here? But you see black people, they close their blind at nighttime because you can see straight into your crib and shit. Black people probably close their shit because rent a center see up in them. Like, nigga, we need that.
We
fam.
Need that about you.
Yeah.
He ain't paid your bill in 3 months.
Hell yeah. Or you got that nigga Chris down the street. He you owe him some money. He see you in the crib, so he coming to get that. And he ain't leaving because he know you there. But then I said that comment shit. But no, the girl commented on talking about that comment or that line in the song she talking about. How her daughter and stuff supposed to grow up thinking that's cool or some shit like that. First of all, your little daughter shouldn't even be listening to shit like that. And so then you got her learning from a song, then that ain't even right. What you doing as a parent? Like, you supposed to...
I can't even cap. When we was living up in New York, and my mom used to listen to
That
coochie, pop, pop.
That coochie, baby. Hey,
early in the morning,
that's
I'm
my
like,
shit.
What you put in my ear?
That's
for her save days, though.
They used to play it on the radio and shit, but it wasn't no cussing version. But a mix is a mix and shit. You gonna get it together.
Listening to it, she was listening to it. That's before her save.
I don't say, but then being a parent and stuff, you gonna lie with your child to what you want your child to hear. Just like allow them parental rights. I can't even talk right now, but you control by what they see into shit too. So. Just like what you listening to. And when I had my little mom and stuff, like when I was in the car, I never played cussing and just let her play her little, at the time, was it Frozen CD? So it was like, it was all kids songs in the car with me, or it wasn't no rap. And then she was singing one song. Like, you don't even know what that means. Even though she don't know what she just singing because she liked the song, but I'm like, you don't even know what that means. You shouldn't even be singing that. So it's just like, it could be innocent, but then again, it's just like, nah, my baby, you don't need to be singing that. So your child shouldn't even be listening to WAP. But I don't tell people how to raise their kids because I ain't got none.
Cardi B and Meg Thee Stallion already said they ain't trying to be nobody role model. Right. Just like Lil Wayne said the same thing. He ain't trying to be nobody role model.
I don't know why people look up to celebrities anyways and shit like that. Look up to your heroes, your local leaders and shit, and trying to make a difference. I would say look up to the cops, but... Only way you looking up to a cop is when they beating your ass and shit. Other than that, fuck them cops. Look up to me and shit, but be better than me. But fuck them cops. Fuck them cops all day and shit.
That's That wasn't even funny.
I mean, it ain't funny, but it's true, though, because...
That's the only way you're looking up to a cop.
Because you're going to be ass. Like, no, stop hanging your hands up while they beating your ass and shit. Because clearly that's what they do.
It's not what you said. It's how you said it.
Yeah, no, but... They say, Kamala Harris. Who? That's how you say her name?
Kamala?
Yeah, her. Joe Biden, VP, just got announced yesterday. They say she her prosecutor.
Woo-woo.
And she be getting motherfuckers a license out there in Cali. And shit, but then it be like, I seen this one girl arguing and shit, and I like her tweets. I probably might not follow her, but she cute, so I probably won't. But she tweeted some stupid shit. I'm like, why is she even tweeting this? Like, how you even talking down on a black woman anyway, especially during this time too? Then she was so mad that Joe Biden picked her as her VP and shit, talking about some weird shit. And I'm like, that should be a step or a proud moment for all black women right there and shit.
I feel like he picked her because...
He was kind of forced into it. It was like...
You feel like he was forced into it?
Yeah, you got to... I see a lot of shit talking about Charlamagne and all of them signed a petition to say Joe Biden should have a female president. But then I seen some shit earlier talking about... Because I think the Michigan governor, she's in the runners too, being a vice president. But now I seen her talking... Or seen an article talking about she said that pick somebody black. So I'm like, that's weird. How y'all keep forcing something? Y'all want this to happen and shit. Like, but she is a good candidate. She was running for president until she dropped out because she ain't have enough funds. Fundraising.
She went, there she go. She went toe-to-toe with Trump.
Yeah.
Who was giving his ass the fucking business. She ain't no pushover.
Nah, she ain't either at all. Strong black lady and shit. They say she the first African-American woman to run for VP. And first... Asian American woman.
Oh, she part Asian?
Yeah, but I that's what it's saying. Shit, I'm sitting there looking. I was looking it up earlier today, looking at her parents and stuff. But her parents, her dad is an immigrant, a British Jamaican. Mm-hmm. I don't even know how that even possible. Like, how do he sound?
British Jamaican?
Yeah. That's two different accents right there. Like, how do you even combine them right there? How would it sound? I'm terrible at accents, so I don't even want to try, but I want to try.
Let me hear you try.
See, I don't know whether I want to do British or Jamaican, but Jamaican want to come out first, so...
Let me hear your Jamaican.
I don't know Jamaican. I'll just start hanging around Jamaicans.
Say, what wine?
Wow.
I'll be trying my little accents.
But then, they said her mama was... What was her mama? Indian. Something, so my baby foreign. That's what I got out of it and shit. I'm like, where the black coming from? But I guess Jamaican said, I guess. But my baby, she foreign. My baby out there foreign as hell. And shit. I be using my baby all the time. And shit. That's some Detroit lingo right there. But I can't get it out my head. I be using that too much now. That's my shit. I did want to shout out all the bosses and women that's out there handling their business, taking care of their shit, and just on the ground, because I see a lot of people just coming up and just looking like they making boss moves, and it's mainly females. You know, this month is Black Small Business Owner Month, Awareness Month, or some shit, or whatever, something like that, but this month. Then there's like a couple of people I do be saying they all own small business, and they black women, and I'm like... I applaud y'all, or the ones that just in Detroit, they got the little buy back the block campaign and stuff like that. And there was like a couple of girls, black girls I went to school with, they out there from the way in Detroit, but you know, we went to suburbs. But they just banned about the block and shit, and I'm like, okay, that's what I like to see right there and shit, just buying properties and stuff like that. A lot of people my age don't even buy stuff like that, or not even thinking about it, or just now starting to think about that.
Man, a lot of people our age ain't doing a lot of things.
At all. But that shit need to change, especially when I see that, I'm scared to go back to my old hood now, because... My homegirl, she a white girl. She talking about she just moved to the East Side. So I said, damn, you done made it. And she a white girl and shit. And I'm like, damn, you done made it to the East Side and shit, so I can only imagine what the West Side look like
The
now.
East Side is hood.
Man, what? I don't even go on the East Side for real. I know I don't stop at no red lights on the East Side.
It's like the east side of Jacksonville. We do
Yeah.
not be on the east side of Jacksonville. We
But
don't
I'm
drive
not
down
from
this
the
way.
East Side though, so I mean, but crazy thing is, a lot of people that be making it out of Detroit and stuff are from the East Side.
Like East Side Ivo.
East Side Ivo, if you want to count him. Sada Baby, he from the East Side too.
I like that. I think she's from Detroit, but her name is Auntie, like Auntie Comedy. You know what I'm talking about?
After my weed and shit.
I like
Nah,
her.
man. But yeah, a lot of the Supremes and Motown. I mean, is Motown on the east side? Or is that Midtown? I know it's downtown somewhere and shit. But.
I want to visit Detroit. I just want to go. I just want to stand on the porch.
That motherfucker might be open. I know they was renovating it and stuff when I left.
I'm gonna stand on the
They're
porch and
making
say, "You
it
can't do this to me."
Nobody come see you, Otis. Otis Redding is my granddad. I'm gonna pull it up after. I ain't about to sit here and make no story up and shit about Otis Redding being my granddad and shit. This one, my mama granddad, my mama dad. But she's sitting here looking at me like I'm lying, holding her Snickers back and shit. But it is what it is. She won't believe me anyway. She like making fun of me, so it's cool.
I'll be making fun of you, bruh. Don't be sending
We
me
ain't
a
about to
message.
get on here in person and put my personal business out here and shit.
No,
But
you
one day she told me I was blind, I was a liar, I was a she stole my wallet in front of me and shit. She said I had a big head. I already said I was blind. She said I was ugly, I was stinking. It was a whole. It's a list. I'm
No, what you're
like,
not finna sit here and do is sit here and play in my damn face. Because ain't nobody. First of all, I was trying to show him the Big Dipper and the Little Dipper. Damn, don't like to wear his glasses.
I can see when I can
You can't
see.
see. You can't see. So I was like, "Oh, can you see it?" And I looked back. He didn't have his glasses on. I was like, "Oh, yeah. Well, you can't see it because you ain't got your glasses on."
Sound like a motherfucker trying to be funny, right? I ain't.
Then let's talk about these edges. So I got edges, right?
And I don't, basically. Moral of the story. Shit. I'm bald, then. I took after my dad. Fuck it. Shit. I'm losing my hair.
Man, you need to get you a girl that got edges. And then I was like, "You wish you had edges like me." And then I realized, I wasn't really paying attention to his hairline though.
And I needed a haircut, I think. That's right. Fellas, if you know, you know, and shit. You gotta keep this motherfucker low. So, and that day, she just had a good little field day with me and shit. Then I'm sensitive as fuck. And I told her that multiple times and shit, so she don't care.
I'm
She get her
sensitive.
little rocks off and shit. But then when I get activated, I'm the bad guy. But it is what it is
You
and
wanna
shit.
do this?
That's that double standard shit right there and
You
shit.
wanna
But
do this?
anyways,
You wanna do this? Cause
Sheila,
that looks like
how you say that? Y'all know I can't read and shit.
Shirley Chisholm?
Yes, she was the first woman to run for president in 1972. See, chill out. I'm trying to read this. She also was the first black woman to be elected to Congress in 1968. And she worked in the White House for 15 years with other different multiple presidents in there back in the day and shit, races and stuff like that. So shout out her, Sheila.
Shirley.
Shirley, I'm sorry.
Shirley Chisholm.
That's her name? Clearly, she having a good field day and shit. That's her trying to make fun of me, telling me I can't read again. There she goes. I'm like, it never stops. When does it end, y'all? Like, let me hurry up and finish my little timeline, y'all. I mean, ladies, kids, everybody, fellas. Can we get serious right quick? I'm trying to get serious, Greg. I'm trying to warn everybody about the face masks and the dangers of wearing face masks nowadays, and then how people are hitting and covered now because you gotta wear fucking fuck ass face masks everywhere and shit. So that exposes yourself to more sex trafficking predators. So be on the lookout, watch out, because then you got everybody not covered, so you can't identify nobody. So shit, it's all bad out here. But Maybe have me go in the store. I go in the store. I gotta wear a face mask. I'm like, I'm stealing out this bitch. If I gotta wear a face mask, I'm stealing out every store I go into.
Cause you're a thief.
I'm not a thief. I don't be sneaky about shit. I just take it. Stealing and taking shit is two different things.
Okay.
Stealing, you gotta be sneaky about it. And when you take shit, you just take it. Like, if I just take your phone out your hand right now, I took that shit. I wasn't being sneaky about it. But if you walked out the room and I took your phone and put it in my pocket, I was being sneaky with it.
So it's a difference.
Big difference.
Stealing is stealing. No way.
I don't steal, so.
Take something that don't belong to you.
I ain't never stole from nobody a day in my life. I can't say that, but the major corporations, Walmart, that's my spot right there. My first job was Walmart. The supervisor, he was like, yeah, just take something and put it in loss prevention and stuff. That's how I actually got started. And ever since then, I ain't looked back. It's been about, shit, 13 years now. Hey,
you been stealing for 13 years.
I got them the other day and shit. Actually, yesterday when I went, I got some CarMax. It was just some certain shit that you shouldn't just pay for. Like, CarMax you shouldn't pay for. Lighters you really shouldn't pay for. Small shit you really shouldn't pay for. So I needed some CarMax. I don't know what happened to my other one. I don't need more anyways, man. Shit, I just got down on some CarMax.
That's crazy.
That was small. I done stopped myself a couple of times when I was with you from not stealing shit.
Yeah, please don't.
But then again, it's like, shit. You a 6'9", so that's why I don't do no shit like that.
Who is 6'9"?
Anyways, you from New York, he from New York. That's all I'm going to say. Oh, did you know, really?
Yeah. Don't change the subject.
Hell yeah, but I ain't about to put your business out there like that. Because
I ain't no damn snitch. Because
then they going to be like, why you got a snitch on there and shit? Why you got 6'9" on there? I'm like, I don't know.
I ain't no snitch.
They getting rid of the dollars and shit because you can't use no coins. They ain't making no coins. They ain't got no coins.
Don't be trying to play me on here,
Damien. Then go to Walmart and all that other shit. Then it's like, nigga, they ain't making no motherfucking coins in 2020 and shit. But do copper come from overseas or other coins metal come from? They don't make that in America? They don't make shit in America. What the fuck do they make in this motherfucker? Because they ain't making no coins. You can't even use no dollars and shit. What you supposed to do? Do strippers still use dollars? Or are they taking cards too? They don't use coins, so they can use dollars and shit. Dollars. Yeah.
Where are you going to use the cards at?
They supposed to be Harriet Tubman on the $20 bill this year. Hmm. I mean, they could. You ain't ever seen that tip drill video?
Swipe it down the crack of their ass.
You ain't never seen that. You too young. You probably ain't stay up late. That's probably what it is. BET at the Dark?
Yeah,
okay.
I used to watch BET at the Dark. Yeah. And Cinemax with they nasty ass.
That was my channel, HBO. Real sucks. I wonder why that shit don't come on nowhere. They can do some weird shit. Well, that's probably like the beginning of weird stuff. No, I'm straight. But, yeah, Harriet Tubman was supposed to be on there. But they ain't gonna
what,
play
the
her.
Movie?
No, she was supposed to be on the $20 bill this year.
Oh, yeah.
They gonna play her and shit. We want the tub. No more dubs. You know America really is the third world country?
No.
For real, they is.
Where you get your information?
I'm just saying, you gotta think because most places they got healthcare free and stuff. College just be free. Here we gotta pay for everything. Then this pandemic hit and stuff. They gave us $1,200 for 5 weeks and shit. Like, who the fuck living off that? You can't even live off $1,200 for a week. Then other countries and stuff like that. I think Australia, they doing $1,993 a month. Canada doing $1,433 a month. Denmark up to $3,000. France $7,500. Germany $7,300. Ireland $1,700. UK $3,000 a month. Then US $1,000 for 10 weeks. Like, come on now. We the third world country. They don't care about us and shit. They treat us like trash. And you see the police whooping everybody ass. The president ain't got no real leadership.
He isn't there doing whatever the hell he want to do.
Just like everybody else is out here doing whatever the fuck they want to do, too. And so it's just like, they let an old nigga in office. That's what it is.
Who?
Trump. He an old nigga and shit. And you know all them old niggas. You ever worked in a warehouse before? Them old niggas is reckless and shit. They say whatever the fuck they want to say. And that's what y'all boy doing.
You say whatever you want
to
say.
Oh, I can back my shit up, though. That's why. And nobody beat my ass since 89, so.
I'll beat your ass.
That sound nice. But, the family of Elijah McClain, a black man who died last year after the police in suburbs Denver put him in a chokehold, has sued the police and medical officials. What did I say?
What's his name? Elijah.
Yeah. I think he was like, I don't think he was all there, but he played music for like cats and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
And he was just walking around minding his business and stuff like that, and they just killed him. It's fucked up, but yeah, there's people trying to sue.
Oh, yeah.
And they need to be suing.
I saw that.
We need that justice, too. Speaking of justice, we need that justice for Breonna Taylor, too. On the trip. Been too long. We got killers out here running the streets. That's crazy. You know the police originally started, they was slave owners, or slave catchers?
The police was slave catchers?
That's how they got started and shit. They was originally slave catchers and shit like that.
Oh, my, I didn't know
that. Yeah, so when a house nigga, you got the snitching on it. So, got the snitching and shit. They had to had them go around them runaways of the cops, the police. And they police niggas. I don't talk bad about all cops, but most of them.
There's some good cops out there. My uncle's a cop.
Nah, my homeboy, his dad a cop, and that's a cool ass nigga right there. Shit, shout out to my boy Marlon.
Actually,
my father, my security. Shit.
My mother's father's side of the family, one is my sister's a probation officer. My grandpa is a warden, old warden.
I'm going to keep my comments to myself, but
I'm going
to keep it to myself. I ain't going to put our business out there and stuff, but like that.
What you
finna
say?
Nope. I seen this one shit. It's talking about when the government is $22 trillion in debt that had the audacity to give us a credit score. Like, what the fuck? Like, how that even make sense? Like, y'all credit score ain't nowhere near no 500. Y'all got the nerves to be tripping off of a motherfucker with a 400 credit score? Like, that's crazy.
You got good credit.
It's decent. I've been working on it since I've been down here. But, like, my auntie, she works on stuff like that. But if y'all need somebody, a text person, hit me up. I'll get y'all to hook up and everything like that. But she helped repair your stuff, get you together, put you on fax, but she's not cheap at all. She gives a little free counsel, a little free shit, but after that, it's like, you really gonna need her. Like, you can get a little free, then think you cool, and they'll be like, nah, that ain't it. That ain't it at all, but
she out here making her money.
Yeah, she got a good business. And, yeah, I'm trying to get her work ethic, really, and stuff, so. Mm-hmm. Shout out my auntie. And TJ Tech Service. I remember because I did a commercial for it. I ain't like the commercial too much because I feel like I rushed it, but I am like do that commercial over one day and stuff like that. But yeah, shout out her. So what's new with you?
Nothing.
When we can see you in another movie, new movie soon. Any shorts? What you got coming up? What you working on? What's up with Philan?
You supposed to tell your left hand what your right hand doing.
Which hand am I?
something coming up and I'm supposed to be filming, major. And then
can you tell us what it is or you gotta keep it secret?
I gotta keep it a secret.
Keep it secret and stuff.
You sound paperwork, you can't.
Hey, don't say nothing to you on set anyways.
Mm-hmm. And then, to be honest though, like, I've been like kind of lazy, kind of, because I had to find my motivation again. I guess because I had like a lot of stuff going on.
And the pandemic did everybody like this too.
Huh?
I said, the pandemic kind of took a little energy out of everybody.
Yeah. So, I'm finna start trying to. Actually, I got an audition I need to go ahead and knock out, but I just ain't had no motivation to really do much of anything. That ain't the way to be. That ain't the way to be. Trying to be somebody and go somewhere.
All right, big dreams, big dreams. So you and Chris Brown can be couple goals and shit. So.
Me and Chris.
Yeah, you gotta get out there.
Black girls.
Quit saying that about my dog and shit. I know he light skinned and all, but he like him. You probably just got to be light like him. That's probably what it is.
He can still get it, though. All of it.
I don't know about all that, but...
He can get all of it. Anyway, he want to get it.
Who do you think will win in a battle between Chris Brown and Drake?
Chris Brown.
Hit for hit?
Mm-hmm.
You taking Chris Brown over Drake?
Mm-hmm.
Because I mean, see, that's probably be the only person on Chris Brown. I don't say... You probably can get some other people on Chris Brown level. He just got a lot of songs up, but Drake got a lot of songs and hits.
Champagne popping.
Yeah, but you take Drake over Chris Brown over Drake?
I take Chris over anything.
Over hits? Hits, just hits. Just
anything.
Hits.
Oh,
anything.
Anything.
So, hits, I probably, I don't know, Chris my dog and shit.
I love Chris.
I fuck with him and shit, but
when I go to L.A., when I visit L.A., I'm going to his house.
I'm trying to get out there soon and stuff. Especially if the weed was out there good as Nevada. So I know I got to get out there soon.
You left-handed?
No, I'm right-handed. I write with my left sometimes, though. I use my left for everything, though. I ain't going to call her slow, y'all, but...
Don't do that.
She looking right at my right hand. She looking at my right hand.
It just looked weird the way you was writing.
I know, I just write sloppy, let my auntie tell it. But I do, because you can tell by my handwriting, I just sloppy write. I ain't mean to do that like that, but I can write better with my left. But
you ain't got nothing to prove.
I know, you know? I don't. I'm not a guy. Fuck you, man. Today I talked to a public defender who mentioned how wild it is that kids are removed from their home because of their parents' property and then given to other people. And those people are giving thousands of dollars instead, and I was just, I'm sorry, I was reading something, I ain't got my glasses, I don't know how that end up, but.
See, there we go back to the glasses.
Fuck all that shit, but.
But I'm picking on them.
But that's some wild shit, though. But ain't that some wild shit, though, like, because you in poverty, you can't keep your kids, so they gonna take your child away from you. Then when they take your child away from you, they gonna give it to somebody else, then give them money for having your child. Why
that's
not
like
just
foster
get...
Care. That's like the foster care.
But why not just give that money to the parent that need help instead of taking it away?
They do that in foster care, too. They take... The government pay the foster parent to be the foster parent. Or...
But that's like
America
wild.
Got some fucked up ways.
A lot of fucked up ways.
I'm still trying to figure out they still putting these kids in these cages.
Hell yeah, they still doing it just because they put it on camera and stop. They stopped that shit down. They stopped that place. They still doing. What you doing?
I'm just trying to figure out why you keep doing that.
I'm just shit handling my business. Like what? Fellas, have you ever been violated? Trying to find your life and find Christ and stuff, and they just want to harass you and just, like, no mean no. Like, I know this one girl, she handsy. I try to find myself, I tell her, like, I'm a reform hoe. I'm trying to turn my life over. Right now, I don't need that because, for one, I like fucking with multiple girls. But two, I'm trying to get my life in order. Cause I'm not. Then for three, I follow the city girl logic and shit. Broke niggas don't deserve no pussy, and I'm broke right now. So,
not all that traveling you be doing.
Yeah,
this motherfucker stay going places.
I get flued out. I get flued out.
who flewing you out?
That's my business and my business only. Yeah, not the business I pay you. I ain't paying you.
You can. Shit, all them trips you be taking.
I get flued out.
You got money.
Flying is cheap as hell nowadays.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody in the airport. Well, not everybody in the airport now. It's, them flights, flights starting to go back up, but.
She real handsy, huh?
Handsy like a motherfucker. I'll just be trying to keep it copacetic and cool and shit. Be me, like. Be cool like I be.
Like,
I mean, I don't be mad about it. It's just like, come on now, my baby. This ain't what you want to go down. First of all, because I'm a dick and leave. Then I'm going to hit you back when I want to.
Oh,
Cause I want to fuck again. It's like you gonna be on my terms.
You do that already, even though you don't fuck.
Hey, imagine if
you ignoring people's text messages.
I'll be busy.
I'll
be having service. Fucking nothing. I'll be high.
Yeah.
I'll be high. That's what I'll be. Just. How you say her name again? Sheila, say it again.
Her name's not Sheila. It's not Cheryl. You don't call me.
Oh, Shirley.
Shirley.
You don't even know. What's her?
Shirley Chisholm.
Y'all look her up. CHISHOLM. If she's saying it wrong.
Her name is Shirley.
Get on her
Chisholm.
Ass and shit.
Who, me?
Yeah, if you saying it wrong.
No, I'm not saying it wrong, though. I learned about her in elementary school.
Oh, I ain't know about her. So, did you know about Juneteenth? Did they teach you that in school?
No.
They don't teach that in school. Why is that? They don't teach a lot of Black history in school.
We get the shortest month of the year.
Get lucky if we get 29 days. I'm trying to tell you. And we got 29 this year and shit, but...
This year was a leap year.
Yeah, they say...
That's why it's so shitty.
T.I. say on leap year, I was listening to the podcast, he was talking to Fab and shit. He was telling them about March 14th or March something and shit, BJ and Steak Day. I knew about that and shit. I'm big on it. BJ and Blowjob and Steak Day. Like, the girl supposed to get your nigga some head and a steak. Stuff like that. Nigga, give your nigga some of that shit too. I ain't... Whatever you went to. Anyways, then he was talking about when it's 29 days in the year on the leap year and stuff, Valentine's Day is supposed to be for the fellas. Like, she supposed to take care, look after us on Valentine's Day. But I ain't never got nobody on Valentine's because I don't even fuck with Valentine's Day because it's still my birthday, but...
Your birthday's on the 12th, not the 14th.
The 12th through the 28th, sometimes 29th. Then usually the 1st through the yeah.
So you celebrate your birthday the whole month?
All month. Got to. It's a short month. Shout out Abe Lincoln and shit. He was a thief and a real nigga.
Just like you.
I ain't no thief. What the fuck? I don't even like you being called a real nigga either. I'm me. Yeah, shit. But and we got the same birthday. That's it. Yeah. But I was just talking about shit about Abe Lincoln and shit because I was reading about the six grandfathers. You heard about that? Mm-hmm. You learned that in school? No, you learned that on Dark Skin and Handsome and shit. Don't even sure. We educational, y'all. I'm going to inform you about something and shit. You might not know. Be like, damn, they ain't said something about that and shit. But anyways, after signing them, I don't even know how to say it. After he let motherfuckers go, even though motherfuckers wasn't go.
Emancipation?
Yeah, I don't know how to say that. Mm-hmm. Don't judge me. I went to Detroit Public School. Shout out to Detroit Public School. I really did get a good education out there and shit, but then I went to the burbs out there. And I don't want to be around all them. They don't get me started and shit.
You went to school a lot of white folk, didn't you?
In high school, yeah. Mm-hmm. Hell yeah. It's black now. But do you know what I was thinking? I was thinking one day and shit. It was like, that's crazy. When I first moved out there and stuff, it was like, it wasn't many black people. But now, after I got out of high school and I see, I'd be like, it's a lot of black people who go to this school now or just living out here now. Like, and I know why, because they pushing people out the city to the suburbs and then people in the suburbs going back to the city. That's why it's so motherfucking gentrified. But we gotta stop that and stay. Yeah,
all that Brooklyn shit. Too. There's a lot of white folk in Brooklyn.
That's what I heard out there in Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. I think my man's from work and shit. He from Brooklyn and shit. He a wild nigga too.
My daddy's from Brooklyn.
Oh, no, he's from the Bronx, actually. Or, I don't know, he might be from Brooklyn, but New York niggas is crazy to me. That's all I'm going to say, because our New York niggas bark and growl.
Bark and growl.
He bark all day. He still riding around on this machine at work that's barking and shit. Then be having a whole warehouse doing it now, too.
You be barking, too?
I did it before and shit. I do it sometimes, but then again, I can't do it.
Let me hear you do it.
But now he doing like this bird shit. He do like this crow noise. Oh!
like bird.
Then he do earth. I don't do the barking. I ain't never did the barking. I do the bird one. Because that shit be funny as hell. But New York niggas is wild as hell, but then the shit he just be saying, just, I don't know. He cool ass nigga, though, but he wild. And then you wild, too, and crazy. And I'm like, yeah, New York
motherfucker.
I don't
be doing nothing.
Then I be on Twitter, I be like, confirms, like, all New York people are kind of different, you know. But shout out New York, because I'm going to be there in a couple of months, hopefully. That's going
to
be
I need to take a trip back home. Where you going?
I don't know. I got some off days in October since I ain't going to the Bahamas, so.
Oh. Ain't you supposed to be buying your house? You supposed to be?
Yeah, in October, so. So I canceled on the trip in, I canceled a Hawaii trip in October, so.
Oh, I graduated high school in Hawaii.
Must be nice. I said, I want to go to Hawaii, Italy, New York.
I want to go to Italy, too. I want to go to Greece.
Venice.
I want to go to Greece so I could get on the boat and jump off into the Mediterranean.
Yeah, I ain't jumping off shit, but I do want
to. You want to jump off into the ocean?
Nah,
off the boat?
I've been in the ocean out there in Miami, so that's the farthest I'm going to go. But other than that, I'm good.
You got to do it for the experience. It's off the boat. The boat ain't that high from the water.
I'm a scary dude, though. But water the only thing that really don't scare me for some reason. Probably because I can swim. I feel like I can swim. But I don't know. When I was in Vegas last week, I was feeling like I couldn't swim.
Well, I thought you said you didn't get in the water.
No, I got in. I didn't stay in at nighttime. For some 112 degrees and it's still freezing. I'm like, that didn't make
that
sense
shit
to
was
me.
Funny.
Oh,
that's cold.
Look at it trying to make fun of me again, y'all. Check out the video. I got the experience on YouTube and shit coming. So, link already in the bio. So, I ain't entertaining that bullshit at all. But, yeah, it's in the bio. Check that out, YouTube. Or check out the Snap or IG.
That is weird that the water would be so cold and it's so hot outside.
It's crazy. Then they had a little breeze, too.
What does it smell like out there?
Nothing really.
You know, certain places got a smell. You ever been in New Orleans?
No, I ain't never been, but it's like a city in Taylor. That's a city in Michigan. It's down river. It's like 30 minutes from Detroit. It smells like garbage and piss out there.
That's what it does.
Well, that's because it's like, it's a landfill out there and stuff like that.
Well, ain't no landfill. I'm talking about them French Quarters. Them French Quarters smell so fucking funky. Oh my goodness. And then we went to the I was just so traumatized because I like IHOP. And so we went into the IHOP and the IHOP, the inside of the IHOP smelled just like the outside.
I got my spot.
IHOP your spot? That's my spot too.
IHOP in real life.
I like, dog, the inside smell like the fucking outside. My sitting outside or my sitting this side. I just want to know. But you know what though? You gotta go to Willie Mae's. Is it called Willie Mae's? Their restaurant is so good. When you go,
check it out. I was trying to go to the Essence Fest this year, but
yeah, I was supposed to go this year.
This bullshit happened.
It's they got some good fried chicken.
I heard the food gun there good. I was listening. Well, I just started this Master P documentary, and he was talking about the food, how food. Every time I hear about New Orleans, it's food and music.
Mm-hmm.
But I love the way the woman say "baby" down there. I just love their accent. Mm-hmm. They got actually. I've been meaning to go. They got some New Orleans people. They got a little spot downtown in Atlanta. They only open up like 2 days or on a weekend. And you got to get there early and they be slapping.
What's it called?
I don't even know the name. I wish I knew the name. And they block on my business too. Damn.
And they sell New Orleans food?
Hell yeah. Oh. And they sell New Orleans and shit. All of them, the way they be talking.
Hey, baby.
Uh-huh. I love that shit. That shit's so sexy. I don't like how they be dissing IHOP down here and shit just because they got some whole ass Waffle House.
Waffle House
nasty as fuck.
You know what? Before I moved down to the South, I did not eat grits. I will tear me up some grits.
I've been eating grits all week. I had some earlier today.
Last time I went grocery shop, well, this was my first time actually buying grits on my own. Like, I'm starting to like grits. But you gotta put, like, butter and cheese and salt and pepper in it.
I don't know about the cheese, but I'm about to package it, man. Because I tried to make some before without the package, and I'm like, yeah, I don't know how to make grits.
You never had cheese grits before?
I had it that one time I tried it when I was with you.
Oh, yeah. Cheese
grits. That was it other than
that? Yeah, I feel like there's no other way to eat grits. You gotta have
that was my first time having cheese on the salmon, too. So it's like.
Cheese on your what?
Salmon, or the cheese stuff, salmon.
Oh, yeah.
Certain stuff I feel like cheese shouldn't go on, but every time I say that, cheese ended up making that motherfucker even better. I'm like, what the fuck? Cheese is so... I'm a cheesehead, too.
Me too. I be putting cheese on everything.
But cheese will break me out.
It do?
Hell yeah.
I get gassy with cheese. You
mind
this bitch cranking up.
See, only fast food really make me gassy. And I see lately ground beef and fucking me up too, so.
You finna go vegan?
Nah.
You don't eat no pork. After a while, you gonna stop eating.
No, I mean, I eat turkey meat, whatever and stuff, but
you
it's
eat
like.
Turkey bacon?
Nah, I don't fucking no turkey bacon. I rather chew on a sock. Turkey bacon sauce. I don't eat turkey sausage either. That shit, man. Turkey sausage is better than turkey bacon, but turkey bacon? Fuck nah, that shit trash.
I like bacon. Extra crispy.
Yeah.
Extra crispy.
See, that just made me think about that meme.
What?
Ladies, how you trying to lose weight? Eating a salad with pork chops. And those facts right there. That's crazy.
I was like, yes, bacon bits and blue cheese, please.
Can't do that at all. Can't do that one at all.
I got some new merchandise.
I had new merchandise coming out. I just got to get my website popping and jumping. Mm-hmm. I played around with this one shirt yesterday. I made this one.
Where's my face mask?
I'm doing face masks too, y'all. I don't even trip. I got a couple of mail offs I gotta do. I'm just lazy and slow with my shit. That's the only thing. I need a little crew behind me, but I ain't trying to pay nobody. I might have to, you know what? This is a Don't Judge Me segment right here and shit. I might have to hype a girl up with some kids. Get a good with her and shit. Be like, yeah, I'm running this little thing. You think your little kids can?
Sweatshop?
And ain't no sweatshop. Ain't nobody gonna be sweating. The AC work. That's on everything. AC gonna work. But I'm gonna be like, shit, you think your little shorties and them gonna make friends and make a couple of shirts? You know, you probably just buy them a little pizza or something. Throw them a couple of dollars and they good. I think I might have to do that. I might have to do that. What's the funniest name saved in your phone?
Big Baby.
I think all my names is right. I think I got rid of all my other weird names and shit. Let's see. I think I got... Yeah, see. Everybody got normal names.
Yep, that's the only weird one. Oh, and Lexi Pooh. Big Baby and Lexi Pooh.
I just got the weed, man. Cause I don't know the weed man name, so I just put him in the weed. Or I got the nigga from the gas station. Or... I didn't get the nigga name the other day. I'm in there buying some Rolos and stuff. I seen him make the deal next to me. Then he went in there. I'm getting us. He was next to me at the register. He seen me get my stuff. He like, you know, I keep it on me. I said, shit, let me get your number then. I got his number, but I ain't get his name. So I just say, nigga from the gas station with the little tree thing. I got a lot of trees in my phone. I see.
Got all them people trash?
All of them trash. Two of them I want to rob so fucking bad. Well, I don't know about the new dude. I ain't hit him up yet.
What makes it so trash?
The weed is trash. You don't get high.
Oh, you want that shit that's gonna make you hallucinate?
I need that shit that's gonna put my dick in the dirt. I'm trying to look retarded when I smoke. I'm trying to be drooling. Yeah, I ain't got no fuck that names. J.R. Sosa, that's the only one. And J.R. from J.R. Smith, because missed that shot. This motherfucker did the same thing in a basketball game one day. Dan Sosa, because he's from Chicago. So, motherfucker J.R. Sosa. Shout out my boy. Shout out my boy. It was a quick 50 minutes, though. Time running down on the 7. Oh, one of the contacts said full of shit. I had some weird contacts in there. I had a don't answer this bitch again. Head doctor. Damn, yeah.
That must be during your player days, huh?
It was last year. Nah, I ain't get up. I don't get up last year. I just put it away from me. I might have just put it away, but yeah, I don't get up. But yeah, that was back in the day day.
Yeah. Why you don't want to be a player no more?
I mean, I feel like I can settle down with at least 2-3.
2-3 what?
Women and stuff. No, probably 3 might be too much. Nah, I can do 2 for sure. And then it's like, yeah, I can do 2 for sure.
You trying to be in a relationship with multiple women?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I mean, I just like, my, you know, I like options, so shit. And then down here in Atlanta, I feel like I can. All these gate boy, I don't know how. they breed. It's a headquarter down here for them extra dudes and stuff, but I don't see how. I ain't mad at them, dog. Keep it up. I hope everybody turned out gay down this motherfucker.
Right, so you can have all the girls.
More for me. Be the cookie monster for real down this motherfucker. 2 7-year-old girls from Savannah. They was shut down by a woman who asked them for a permit for their stand. Instead of shutting down, they filed for paperwork and got permit and reopened their stand. Now their business is booming. It was a lemonade stand.
Who was it? A Karen?
You already know it was a fucking Karen. Got the hating and shit. Where they fucking permitted at? Why the fuck do some 7-year-old little girls need a permit to sell some lemonade? Especially down in this motherfucking heat. You need all the motherfucking lemonades you can get. Something cold. I don't be making no fucking sense of how hot it is and shit. Like, Georgia don't even preheat. Like, it just jump. You wake up and it's already 350. Like, no preheat at all. But Nevada, that's how Nevada was. Like, Nevada feel like you open the oven door. And I'm like, I ain't like that. But it's like a dry heat, though. Yeah. Like a sauna. I can deal with that kind of heat. But here it is like, I'm a sweater too. So you stand outside for 30 seconds. And I'm sweating, like, looking really stupid. Like, I just got done hooping. I don't like that shit. I don't be liking that shit at all. But yeah, Karen tried to shut them little girls down, but.
That was funny.
Now they business owners at 7. I'm trying to tell you, black girl is getting it done. That black power, black magic, black girl rock. I see y'all. I love y'all. The best thing out here. Best thing since Dame. Shit, I'm trying to tell you. My weed back all the way over there. Oh, that shit works right here when I started and stuff like that. But, I don't think I got any. I usually close out with a little inspiration. But I don't think I got anything and stuff. But I can give you, Let me see. What I can give y'all. When I get good but I can give you 7 things that will block your happiness. Number one. You know what number one is? No, you don't. Don't look at my list. Self-hatred and self-blame. You do that? Mm-mm. Don't do that. I just farted.
That's disgusting. That cheese.
Hey, number two. All
right. You laughed and farted at the same time.
Yeah, but number two say. They gonna think you high. They know I be high.
I'm not high.
But number two is not being able to let go of the past. You do that?
Sometimes.
That's a hard thing right there and shit, but I try not to and stuff. But number three, not being able to forgive. God forgives. I don't give a fuck about number three. God forgives. I don't. But you
how
do that?
How you ask God to forgive you, but you can't forgive somebody?
God already forgave me.
But how do you ask God to forgive you, but you don't? But you can't forgive somebody else.
I'm not God, so I can't get nobody forgiveness. You see what I'm saying?
Moving on.
Number four, not being able to cherish who you are.
Self-love.
I'm not God. Number five, needing others to validate you. I don't give a fuck what you think about me, boy. Because number four, I'm not God.
But you were just hollering about how sensitive you was. About
I am sensitive, though. It's like
your edges and
it's number six, letting other people define who you are. And motherfucker, that is not me. Number seven, trying to be perfect. I am not perfect. I'm God gifts the earth. Where can they find you, Phelan?
On my IG,
Phelan
McLean Official. On Facebook, Phelan McLean. PhilanMCLANE.
Everything in a bio. That low key sound like a little rap right there and shit. Put a little beat on you can be. And I drive. I don't want to put your business out there and shit, man. Oh, I seen her driving and shit. But,
yeah, that's not
even... I'm going to let y'all morning, night, day, whatever the case may be. Y'all stay up like a layup, smile, make a difference. Tell everybody y'all heard Dame and Phelan. Nice. See, I don't rhyme together. Tell
Dame
everybody.
And Phelan.
Tell everybody y'all heard Dame and come back. Hey, baby. You want to say hey, baby?
I got hey, everybody.
Baby. I be having everybody say that shit. I wasn't even down here a whole month. I got people at the job saying, hey, baby. Because
okay,
they see my
baby.
Shit. All right, my baby, I'm out of here.